despite the fact I've taken to a half an hour walk every day purely to try and improve my health, as I get to that point in middle age where you begin to think perhaps having that third or fourth chin isn't such a wise move, the whole experience of walking around an area that you've never walked around is appreciating the little details that you've missed before, because you only ever travel through the area while in a car at speed. I'm just walking, I don't know, a few hundred yards away from my home, and aside from some of the pretty bog standard views of pavements half blocked by cars or people washing driveways, sending spray out into the road. Oh, and a bit of a hoodie character playing with a football who, after striking the top of a car, then claimed to have done anything but when faced by the hired workman who was doing the drive cleaning, which was really humorous, you know. No, I hit the side of the wheel. Yeah, the side of the wheel that's sticking about a quarter of an inch out from the car and you couldn't actually hit from 5 meters away, never mind 20 yards. So, but then halfway through the half an hour, I walked down a couple of cul-de-sacs. One a close and one a gardens. And it was like walking into a gated community. It was absolutely bizarre. These pristine houses that no doubt go for half a million pounds on the current property market, and probably a lot more during better times. It's almost as if they occupy a dimension of their own, a realty dimension. Probably have their own timelines too, and it was just like stepping out of reality for a moment. Like, I wasn't in the outskirts of Greater Manchester, but in some leafy village suburb somewhere. And I've been walking a bit here, so I'm going to get out of breath. But aside from that, it's just freaky. It's a freaky experience that these sort of little nooks and crannies within a community that are so very close to begin with, I've taken 10 years to find them, which is a shame, I suppose. But I'm going to make the most of finding them now, and I hope if you live in an area which you've only ever really driven in and out of, take the opportunity to explore. It's interesting.